This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wake up!
Wake up!
Mike Mulligan, David Haw.
Got opening day here with the Cubs and the Dodgers, and so much fun.
The international opening day, if you will. So we've got that. We're going to have a crowd of people here. There'll be a lot of energy.
Chicago Cubs baseball is on the air.
This ball is hit in the air, right center, toward the gap. That ball's in there for a base hit up against the wall. The Cubs are going to get on the board.
A bouncing ball, a hit to Shaw at third, to second for one. Birdie to first, throw sails over the head of Bush. And coming in to score is Shohei Ohtani as the Dodgers take the lead.
Line drive, base hit to left. It'll drive in Ohtani, and the Dodgers lead 4-1. And now the 0-2. Shaw swings and misses, and this ball game is over. The Dodgers, on opening day, have beaten the Chicago Cubs by a score of 4-1.
Start your mornings with Mully and Haw, 5:30 till 10 a.m. on 670 The Score.
Morning, Mike. Morning, Dave.
Let's go.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Lot of energy, lot of fun, not enough runs. Let's be honest.
A little earlier than we thought, too. The game was too fast.
Game was too fast.
We love being here. It's a great crowd, great turnout. But, yeah, we didn't think we'd be on so soon.
Thanks to everyone for coming.
Yeah, thanks
it
for everyone.
Great. It was a lot of fun.
Great turnout. Great food.
Yeah.
Some of the best corned beef hash you'll ever have.
Special thanks to Manny's Deli. They cater it today's watch party during the Cubs season opener in Tokyo. Go to Manny'sDeli.com to visit them on the corner of Roosevelt and Jefferson. Manny's Deli has been Chicago's authentic deli since 1942. 83 years of delicious.
We are well fed, but the Cubs are still starving for runs.
Oh, boy. Is that accurate? They went 0 for their last 21?
I think they did not get a hit until...
That's very disappointing.
Since
they only got
They only got
hits.
Three. Which one was your favorite?
I think Happer. I just like him. And I like the fact that the ball kind of bounced off the glove.
That's I don't think
stuff.
They got a hit until they had a no-hitter
Love a good
going.
Infield single.
They had a no-hitter going. Shota Imanaga pitched very well. 69 pitches.
Yes.
And did not give up a hit. And so he was sharp. And at the time I said, he's got a no-hitter going. I was just reminded that.
Yeah.
I don't think the Cubs got a hit after that.
The minute you brought it up, everything went to
I will take the blame.
Double hockey sticks.
I'll take the blame. Disappointing day, though. Disappointing opener.
Honestly, I had a ton of fun.
You're a Sox fan.
That's not what I'm saying.
That's exactly what you're saying.
I watched the baseball. It was fun. I thought that Zach did a tremendous job at 4:30 in the morning. You could hear the energy in his voice. Coming in here and everyone here.
That's not what I said.
I'm just saying, personally, I had a great day and a great morning. Sadly, they couldn't produce any runs.
Personally, I enjoyed Zach and Pat and Ron as much as anybody here.
Okay.
They did a tremendous job. Baseball is back, and you can hear the excitement in their voice. Yeah. Zach is in midseason cackle form, and it was awesome
he
with
was
all the jokes.
He was cackling in the background the entire show.
And this is fun, and it's great.
Yep.
But the Cubs lost.
And it counts. It counts in the standings. They're 0-1.
I know.
There goes the perfect season.
There goes the perfect season.
Shot to you know what.
A little deflating, that's all.
But I'm just saying that it was really a cool way to start the day. It was fun. We've never been preempted in the history of the morning
show. Is that true?
Never. I think there was like a golf tournament on once that people might have been interested in, but we didn't run it. Was there ever a tennis tournament, Dustin? I don't remember. But that's the first ever preempted experience I've had.
So if we're going to be preempted, they might as well win. And, so that's why I'm a little disappointed.
Well, I'm with you. They should have won. They could have won. They were leading in the game before you spoiled it. and you just kind of look at that. And, you know, what is Kyle Tucker's nickname? Did I read this? That he's known as the silent assassin. Little too silent.
Yeah, a little
Not
too
enough
silent.
Assassin.
King Tuck needs to leave the castle again.
And he had
He's
a couple
got
of
one
opportunities.
Hit. He's got one hit this month. He's got one hit during spring training.
Yeah, and that doesn't count. We're not counting that. We're not saying that it's just carried over into the season or anything like that.
0 for 4.
But he didn't do anything. Seiya Suzuki was up in a big moment.
Think he was nervous? How nervous was he?
Here he is.
Back home.
He's in the homeland. Here's a chance to tell everyone that Ohtani is overrated. I'm the man. And what did he do?
Ohtani had two hits. Nothing. He's not overrated.
The projection for him was 2.5. Let's get that straight. So it's an under for Ohtani.
Okay.
He only had the two hits. With the two runs scored, he struck out once.
There's really not much to say about this game because the Cubs lost and only had three hits. The only thing that would, if you want to go full Dustin on the opener, I think the question about whether or not they should have stayed with Imanaga another inning, because when you turn the ball over to Ben Brown, that's when the Dodgers got their runs. But I don't even think that's worthy of second guessing. Sorry.
What did he throw? 69 pitches?
Yeah.
So that seemed like enough.
It was enough.
But then he walked
four guys.
Then you had Ben Brown come in, and it felt like he threw 69 pitches in one inning.
Well,
so that was
the problem
sad.
Was the defense behind him wasn't good.
Well,
Birdie threw the ball, tried to finish a double play, never should have thrown the ball.
Yes.
And then our guy Matt Shaw did not help at all. So the Cubs commit two errors. You know, they had three hits and two errors. Typically, that's not going to win you many baseball games.
Did I read this that Matt Shaw?
Don't read that.
I want to get to this because it's very important.
I really
set
don't
a record.
Get to that.
He was the youngest Cubs player to debut on opening day at 23 years and 132 days since 1991.
Yeah.
When Gary Scott
that's
made
the problem.
His debut.
That's the problem.
Because Gary Scott didn't last
well,
very
Gary
long.
Well, Gary Scott did make his debut in 1991. Gary Scott did not stay with the Cubs to play Major League Baseball past 1992.
Well,
so that's why I did not want you to bring it up. That comparison.
Okay.
That comparison is one that is unavoidable. But Gary Scott had... After making that debut, he played in 67 Major League games.
So, just to clarify, you've given up on Shaw after one game of Japan.
I have not given up on Matt Shaw.
Without any kind of
I've not given
training
up on Matt
camp
Shaw.
Really behind him, right?
I am not giving up on Matt Shaw. I definitely think he's going to be an asset.
You just called him Gary Scott.
You compared him to that. That's not a good comp. I wish there were a better comp for Matt Shaw. Maybe Nico Hoerner, who they missed today terribly.
They missed Nico.
Yeah.
Birdie had a error and Shaw had an error. They could definitely have used Nico.
They can salvage the trip if they win tomorrow, Justin Steele on the mound.
Against
and yeah,
Roque,
you don't want to overreact.
Sasaki.
We're having fun, but you don't want to overreact to one game.
Roque starts tomorrow.
If you come home 0-2, then what the problem is that you go back to spring training, you go back to Arizona, the games that don't matter. And
well, that's
still,
so weird.
It is so strange.
Yeah, it is strange.
And you're going to start the season 0-2.
The Japanese starting pitcher, does that annoy you that the Cubs are out of Japanese starting pitchers and they have Roque?
It only annoys me because Roque Sasaki is going to be very difficult to hit for the Cubs.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and he's a 23-year-old fireballer that's going to be very difficult. And Yamamoto...
He was fine. He was good.
He's more than fine. I mean, he was really on top of his game. He was all right. Yeah, he gave the Dodgers what they needed.
Yep.
It's a good team. The Dodgers play without Mookie Betts, and then Freddie Freeman was a game-time scratch. What happened to him?
Freddie's got a rib.
Is that what it was?
He's got a rib. Okay. He's got a bruised rib or a strained rib or he's got a rib.
But that was a surprise. He was a late
discomfort
scratch.
In the rib.
He only has the one.
You only have one?
He has one rib, the poor guy. Give him a break. And he has no wonder he has discomfort.
Well,
that thing's working overtime.
The Cubs did not take advantage of me because they have, you know, the Dodgers are loaded, though. So they're without Mookie Betts and Freddie Freeman, and they still have
That's
enough.
That's why you need to overreact to this game a little bit.
Yeah, because they had.
You want to overreact to it?
Well, it was a good chance.
Of course, you
want to
overreact to it. You want to overreact to everything.
But that's why. Two of their main guys, two all-star players, not in the lineup, and you can't take advantage.
All right, so if you start the second-guessing tour, where would you start? Imanaga in the fifth inning?
Yeah.
Well, here's the explanation later. I think they said it was time to pull him, and I think he was right.
Why in the grand scheme of things, sure.
Why Ben Brown?
I would love to hear the reason why Ben Brown.
Yeah. Why not Ben Brown? Ben Brown's one of your first of all, Ben Brown's a good component, a contrast to Imanaga. He's all velocity. Imanaga's all junk, or all the kind of off-speed stuff.
But a day ago, when we had Ron Coomer in studio with us, we didn't know what Brown's role was.
And we now questioned whether he would be in Iowa to open the season, and instead
we questioned that. I don't think the Cubs have any doubt.
But they didn't tell us. Now we know he's the fifth starter.
Well, now we know
he's the fifth starter.
Or he's the first reliever.
Well, I think he's a swing guy. Yeah, I definitely think he's probably going to be more
so we don't know
part of the Cubs rotation or pitching staff than the Iowa Cubs. That's a smart move. I don't know what the Ben Brown.
You were going to go 4-4 and then close the game out, and you're laughing.
Yeah, the only thing that would you'd question if you're going to go that direction is that if you're going to use Matthew Boyd in Japan in an exhibition, why wouldn't you use him in that role today? And Ben Brown could be used in a different capacity. But, you know, that's easy to second guess because it didn't work. But Ben Brown.
Where's Gage Workman?
Yeah, he didn't play.
Why was he in instead? Why did Birdie play instead of Gage?
Right.
That's a good question. Because he's the manager. That would be his answer. I think Craig Counsell in his dry sense of humor
that's
would say,
baseball.
I'm the manager. And Birdie earned it. He's better at second base. They probably played Birdie at second base because Gage Workman doesn't play as often as second base, and probably worried defensively, the irony, because the defensive miscue by Birdie cost him the game.
And let's explain the miscue. They had a chance for a double play, but it was sort of broken up. They get the first out, and then you got to eat the ball there. You cannot make that throw, and he threw the ball into the dugout because the guy was on top of him, and you know, Edmund had slid in, and he was off balance, and he's trying to make a play instead of taking the play that he had.
Mm-hmm.
And he throws the ball in the dugout, and there you go. And then all of a sudden, runs are scored, and life is different, and sadness comes over.
Can't make two errors. Can't make two errors in the opener.
And you also can't walk as many guys. How many guys they walk?
Eight walks. I believe it's eight walks.
Twice they walked the nine hole to get to Ohtani. Why would you ever want to do that?
Yeah, that's a problem.
Save the walk for Ohtani.
Well, that was Dustin's idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ben Brown walked three. Imanaga walked four. And then Brazier and Morgan, Eli Morgan. First, we've seen of those guys in a Cub uniform.
Yeah.
And that was maybe they went to them because, obviously, you're down three, you're down two. You don't go to your A plan in the bullpen.
Okay.
So Eli Morgan and Brazier come in.
Save that for today.
Well,
or
tomorrow,
I mean.
It's confusing with the time change, I know. It's tonight in Japan right now.
Yeah, they just, like Zach, finished the show to get to dinner. They got reservations and all the restaurants closed at
11. Zach just finished fast because there were no highlights.
There were no highlights.
You can't have a post-game show full of highlights when there are none.
No, it was rough, man. It just, you know, when you score a run – and everyone's like, oh, hey, you got to run. Here
this is the
go.
Danger in throwing a party for the opener when the opener's a dud.
That's right.
Okay? Sorry.
I blame
but,
you.
See, we're getting booed. We're getting booed at a season opening
Crown
party
already
because
have.
The Cubs couldn't hit. So that's our fault. Blame us.
Why did you
I'm
do
already
that?
Getting blamed on the text line. Why, huh, what's up with all the excuses? Why so many excuses? Did Horner get to David? What does that mean?
Hold on. I'm getting another one ready for you right now.
You're getting another? Oh, you're texting? You're texting. Well, don't text. Speak up. Ben Brown was not the problem today. The defense was the problem.
They had
today.
No offense. They yeah. scored a run. I mean, if Kyle Tucker had decided to hit a long ball when there was a man on and he was in that position.
Well, he did hit one out of the infield.
He did. Yes.
Okay, Cub fans, worst case scenario. Yep. We're used to this being posed a worst case scenario on opening day. Kyle Tucker, his numbers this year will be worse than Cam Smith's in Houston.
Cam Smith is playing the prospect, very well. Yeah,
They traded for.
They think he will open as the right fielder.
He has 3 home runs in spring training.
I know.
And he just got like drafted last year, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Wasn't it just last year?
Seems unfair.
Not FSU, right? Yeah.
A year ago, he was at Florida State, getting ready for some weekend series against the Gators, probably. A year later, he's the hottest prospect in Astros camp, reminding Cub fans of what might have been.
I would say that Kyle Tucker, who a lot of people think can make $500 million in free agency, is probably somewhere between $300 to $400 million.
You know what Kyle Tucker might be struggling?
International performance.
You know what Kyle Tucker might be struggling just a little? Because he has heard all those things about people saying he's worth $500 million potentially with his next contract, and he's in a contract year.
So you're blaming me. I said that I thought the guy was going to have a spectacular year because of the situation. Because he's a free agent at the end of the year, you're going to get the absolute best of him.
In theory, that's great.
That is theoretically the idea. Sadly, game one.
Tremendous amount of pressure.
Still in the sandwich, if you will, of spring training, since they're going back to camp and then they'll have a week before they start. I think maybe we don't count these two games just to give us all
they
a
do
break.
Count. They do count, Molly, unfortunately.
Count, right?
They do count. The Cubs are 0-1. Oh, that's so that's last place in the Central Division. And the White Sox White Sox don't have as many losses as the Cubs, and that might be the only time I can say that
this year. This is the only time this year that's going to happen. That's fair.
Sorry.
That's a fair comment.
It is.
No doubt about it.
So we're going to talk to Bruce.
Dustino's raising a finger.
He's got 1 minute to go.
1 minute till we're going.
Oh, I didn't know what you were doing.
We got Bruce at 9:25. We're going to have fun with the pick six at 9 o'clock. We're going to use some audience questions as well. And we're going to hear a little bit from Craig Counsell when we come
back. Craig Counsell when we come back.
Yeah, we'll come back and we'll hear from Craig. We'll get his line and find out what his excuses are. No, he'll be very – he'll talk about the bonding, I'm sure, because this was all about bonding.
Can it be a bonding experience when you don't
– Do we have the word, the Japanese word for bonding? He knows it. So.
Well, we know it's better than laser tag. He told us that.
Okay. That it's going to work for him. Don't worry about this. Tomorrow,
Kizuna. Was it Kizuna?
Tomorrow – Kizuna?
Kizuna, which is like a Japanese word for bond.
Thank Come you, on, man.
Yeah, Kizuna.
Kizuna.
So the James Cubs lost, Kizuna. But they are the closest 0-1 team in the majors.
Oh, boy. 312-644-6767. We'll hear from Craig Counsell next. It's Mully and Haw. Thanks to everyone for coming out. At least we had a good breakfast here at Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 in the Score.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now the 0-2. Shaw swings and misses, and this ball game is over. The Dodgers, on opening day, have beaten the Chicago Cubs by a score of 4-1.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 the score. We are here in the Blue Cross Blue Shield Performance Studio. We're on the Blue Cross Blue Shield Performance Stage. Blue Cross Blue Shield through it all. Thanks to them, and it's great to have everybody come out this morning bright and early, and we had some food from Manny's, and
endure
awesome.
That Cubs loss.
Do you feel like you had to endure it? It was. I had a sense that they were going to come back. But
two things can be true. You can
happened.
Say that it yeah. was a struggle to watch that game, and it hurts to lose the opener.
Yes.
But you don't need to overreact, and it doesn't really mean anything in the larger right. context of right. whether or not they can win 90 games.
Right.
They still can win 90 games. They're going to lose 70 games. Today was one of those 70.
90 or bust.
Okay.
Right?
I'm with that.
Yep.
Put it
all
on
right.
a T-shirt.
Would you like to hear from Craig Counsell? He is the manager of the Cubs, and he spoke after the game. Let's take a listen to what he had to say.
So it's really well. No hits. There was a lot of weak contact. Kind of worked around some walks. They put good at bats on them, and they followed. They put good at bats on us all night and followed off a bunch of pitches. Earned some extra pitches, but Shota managed it really, really well. And I thought he pitched excellent.
交番っていうのはもう球数で、まあ、ある程度想定してたものなのか。
He pitched four innings, even though no gave up runs nor the base hit, is planned to pull him off at the fourth inning or the pitch count.
Question is, what is your overall thought in the game?
Yeah, that was getting to 70 was about the pitch number. You saw both starters were at about 70 pitches. So that was kind of the number we had for Shota. And as he finished that inning, it was the right time to take him out. He also, I think, have to understand the energy that he, you know, you use in a just an environment like this. And I think we saw that certainly from both guys. Yeah, I mean, in the end, they pitched really well. The Dodgers pitched really well. We didn't get much going. Their bullpen was excellent. You know, we really didn't have a rally kind of off their bullpen at all. So the bullpen did a really nice job.
I will take a last question in Japanese and the first row on your left, Craig.
So tell us about tomorrow.
Sasaki Roki Toshu ga
senpa sobashimasu ga will be on their mound. How do you play against Sasaki's? If you have any specific strategy against Sasaki?
Well, I think, you know, it's a big start for him, obviously. I think Imanaga and Yamamoto did a really good job handling the nerves of the start of the game. I think we've got to put pressure on Sasaki early in the game. I think that's the way to not let him settle into the game. That will be the goal tomorrow.
Our question.
All right, there you go. So tomorrow, game two of the MLB Tokyo Series between the Cubs and the Dodgers, and the pregame coverage once again begins at 4:35 a.m. First pitch at 5:10 a.m. on the Southwest Airlines Cubs radio network, and we will be on immediately following the postgame show yet again.
I love that the first question Craig Counsell had to answer was from the Japanese version of Dustin, asking him why he pulled Shota early. Already, day one, game one.
Dustin's doppelganger.
Yes,
in
I
Japan.
Think so. That was the question. But I do think that's a fair one. Craig Council explained it well.
He did.
You don't want to go past 69 pitches. You don't want to go into the 80s.
They had limited him to 70. He hit 69, and they said, why have him go out and throw a pitch?
Before the game, Ron Coomer talked about 80 to 90 being the range. I was surprised that he went that high. I don't think he told us that yesterday.
Yeah.
And something seemed to be maybe adrenaline, maybe the moment was big enough to keep him in the game. He had a no-hitter. I give Craig Council credit for sticking to his plan. The plan was a good one. They had two errors by two guys playing in the Cub uniform for the first time. That's what this game was about as much as anything.
I liked his answer to the question about Roki Sasaki. Like, how are you? Like, how would you ever be able to hit Roki? What will you do? How you get that? He's Roki Sasaki. You know what? That guy's got a lot of pressure on him. He's making his MLB debut. He's here. He's 23 years old. He's going to be a nervous wreck. So we're going to hammer him.
I don't think he's going to be a nervous wreck.
A nervous wreck.
I don't know. He's going to be tough to hit.
That weakling, mental midget won't have a chance against us.
Those are two good questions, though.
I know, but what are you supposed to say, Spike? I mean, come on.
I think you could say we're going to play Gage Workman.
You know, very hard to hit guys that you've never seen before.
Yeah.
That's the reality of it. And there are a lot of first-time pitchers that have success against teams just because you don't have any scouting report. Maybe it's a little different with Roki. But that's not good. That's another problem for tomorrow. All right, we're going to be right back here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.